Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
I mean, should we be worried?
I don't think so.
All right.
I think she just slept in.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about Bob. Where's Bob?
Oh, well, you know what? On the city streets, we still have Dreamforce in town.
Yeah.
And while I was sitting, this happens in the city all the time. So
it's Alice, by the way, in case you didn't know where you were.
But yeah, I was sitting at a stoplight and I heard just some dude screaming.
Oh, that's so fun.
I'm not scared
of those people at all.
Where am I? Or where is that sound in terms of where I am? And right. I'm looking around and there's a ton of people on the street. It's very busy already as we, you know, are probably in the last day of Dreamforce.
Let's hope. It's got to just be the 1 week, right?
They officially say that the streets will be clear after the 19th, so...
That's perfect. You know, I don't know why they don't just hold it in their house they built.
Yeah.
You know, bring it over to the giant middle finger. Can we do that? Does it have to be right in my way?
It's right where I drive into work, so I see it every day, the layout. It's
right.
Oh, it's crazy. It's beautiful. But
anyway, I don't know what was going on in that moment. I don't know what could be holding Bob up. It could be very simply that, you know.
I'm going to text her, just see if she's awake and responds.
She wasn't vibing for it today.
Well, yeah. I mean, her energy might be feeling off today.
Right.
That is true.
No one wants to.
I doubt she's up because she would have texted me and said she's going to be late.
Okay.
Hey, girl. Hey, you up?
Whatever.
I did not mean to get attached to that girl.
I'll tell you. The screaming people, though. I walk from the garage, you know, to work every day. And
was it like a block and a half?
A block and a half, and you know, at least once a week, I'll run into somebody.
You don't want to
just look shifty. So I wear my hood up all the time, and I've definitely had people go to the other side of the street when I'm walking down the street because
you look so dangerous.
Guy in a hood, yeah. In fact, one of the KCBS people, I had a black on and I had black hood up, and I was coming into the building and she had opened the door and like turned around and saw me and was like getting ready to close the door and not let me in. And then I, you know, flip back and I'm like, it's me.
And hey, it's just me.
It's just
me. It's Maddie, you know, from down the hall.
Chuckle butt.
That's his nickname.
I don't want that to
all
be
right,
my name.
Chuckle butt. Chuckle
butt. Is that what you said? Chuckle butt?
Chuckle butt.
Chuckle butt.
I always call him Chuckle Buck.
All right.
Fun times.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's
here
just
I come.
It's just fun.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, man. I've been in just today has been so fun already.
It has?
Yes. I found this story that I was just laughing so hard at it. I'm like, I'm making this into a game. We're going to have some fun with
this.
I've
been very excited about this all morning. First thing I heard when I walked in this morning was, we got a game. Oh,
I got actually, it's like a super game Friday because I have a couple things. Just fun little things, you know.
Okay.
And one of them is like really Christmassy, which I know you love.
I am.
And your mom is going to love this game.
This is one of those times where I am already going, we're halfway through October.
Yeah.
I know.
We're halfway. It's going too fast.
No,
we're
no,
halfway
it's
through.
Not.
No, it is. It's going not. Too fast. We're halfway.
It can't go fast enough really for me.
What?
Yeah. There's so many things I want to do. Bring them on.
Just looking forward to the holiday.
Yeah. Just like, I love it all. I'm sick of waiting for it. Like, I wish tonight was Halloween. I think it's in 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
And then I wish the next day was Thanksgiving. And the day after that was Christmas. All the people I want to see, all the food I want to eat. Come on. What are you waiting for?
It's going too fast. I want to enjoy it. It's going too fast. Dang it.
I've been looking for a costume. And I think I came up with one. It's a little silly. So, I don't know. I'll run it by somebody.
John got a costume yesterday. It was funny. He's looking on Amazon or whatever. He's like, what about this? I'm like, yeah, it looks great. He goes, how about this? I'm like, that's awesome.
What is it?
He just like, I don't know which one he picked in the end, but he just, it's a huge deliberation though. I was like, oh goodness. What a decision to make.
Where are you guys going? You got parties?
No, but we have, you know, there's a lot of kids and we always have people over. You know, in chili or, you know, like last year we did the butternut squash soup.
Yeah.
We might do that again. We have so many like just vegan, vegetarian people in our life that you always got to have some kind of option.
I'll come and eat the meat.
It's fine. I, you know, I have, yeah, come eat the
yeah,
meat. We're going to do chili. Come eat the meat, baby.
Wow.
It's funny because there's a part of me that feels a little bit bad about bitching about it because I know, like, Mike J, the supermodel, he listens. He's up probably right now heading to whatever his shoot is for today. And
well, he's fortunate enough that he can look in the mirror and say, you can't argue with the results. Mm. Look at me.
No, there's no question. I mean, it's true. He does look amazing.
I mean, what is that like to look in the mirror and go, I'm like, a goddamn
my
miracle.
My skin
look
is
at me.
Amazing. Yeah. And this man bun is really working for me. Yeah. And his wife's gorgeous, too.
I know.
Two vegans.
Yep.
Gluten-free vegans. So anyway, I know they hear me bitching about it because tonight everybody's coming over. And we're just going to, we haven't hung out with our like core group in quite a while. Everyone's just been, it's been crazy busy.
Wait, and you say you know they listen because they said to you, they're coming over and they'll eat meat tonight?
No. So he said, when I invited them, I hadn't said, you know, what John was making because John always makes something. He's making vegetarian cauliflower curry, like Thai style. You know, with the coconut milk.
I love curry.
Me too. So that's what he's making. But I hadn't said anything. And Mike J, who's a great friend, I really don't know about his cooking because I have never eaten his food because it doesn't appeal to me in any way.
He's too good looking to cook.
Too good looking to be a good cook, right? So he goes, we'll take care of the food. I'm like, nah, John's already, don't. I'm like, please. I know I give you a rash of crap on the air, but I love you and it's actually a fun challenge to come up with something that's delicious that everybody can eat. I told you about last week, didn't I? Where my girlfriend is gluten. She's celiac, actually. So she's gluten-free, dairy-free. And then we also had a vegan and a vegetarian. Like every single person had some kind of. And then so I said, John.
Mill Valley's so fun.
I know. Oh, my God. Can I also tell you that when I went home?
It sounds like a hoot.
Yeah. When I went home to the East Coast, John goes, I'm going to make these chicken burgers that he just flattens out the breast. And they're like, if you eat it like a burger, but it's really just a chicken sandwich, but it's grilled and it's delicious with a great marinade.
So it's a grilled chicken sandwich.
It is. But yes, that is exactly what it is. Right. I'm sorry. I made it sound
so
fancy.
Well, ground up is.
No, it's
burger.
Not ground. Okay. It's not a burger. So we're sitting there and there were at least 25 people at this gathering. My cousin who has ALS, we were all in Martha's Vineyard. This summer was a big family reunion and just so much love. And I'm sitting with all these people and they live all over the country. And I say, okay, we're going to do these chicken sandwiches, these chicken burgers, grilled chicken sandwiches. How many impossible burgers or, you know, whatever, what should I? Who and everyone goes, no, we're like all of them goes, we're fine with that. And then the one person that was a vegetarian was Riley's best friend who he brought from California with him. Or actually, they both live in New York now. And she's like, I need to. I'm like, of course you do.
One.
You're the one from Mill Valley.
But it's crazy. I know she's from Mill Valley. It's so freaking crazy. And it was, honestly, it was so refreshing to just not have to accommodate anybody's stuff. No one was gluten-free. No one wouldn't eat meat. We all chowed lobsters together one of the nights, and I made her a salad. I'm like, here's your salad. That's all I got for you. Sorry.
And a bowl of rice for you, kid.
Right.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I like that.
It is
I
fun.
Like that everyone to a person until you got to Mill Valley was like, yeah, let's eat.
Yeah. What are you talking about? What do you mean? Is it? I already knew I was going to have to get her. I actually bought a few veggie burger styles things just to be able to nourish her. But anyways, it is Friday. I'm a little worried about Bob. She hasn't.
Did you guys really text her?
I did. Hey, okay. Girl, hey, well, you up?
I'm not worried about her at all. She has friends in town.
Oh yeah, she does have two girlfriends in town.
I'm sure they went hard.
Vinny was asking where the Tic Tac is that we did yesterday.
Yeah, where is it?
It's the TikTok.
Oh yeah.
Oh dude, were you as confused?
Oh, I'm the one that walked in
he goes, "Where's your Tic Tac?" I'm like, I don't have any, but I haven't had them for so long. I love those orange Tic Tacs.
And then I walk in, I'm like, I love orange Tic Tacs.
Nobody's talking about those. Where's the video?
Yeah, where is that video? Bob and I did a video yesterday.
That's not my, that's our purview.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, you know, bring it up with Bob whenever she decides to wake up and come to work.
I know, my God. Bob, we're very attached. All right, KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah Minnie Alice's morning show. We'll see you in a sec.
What?
Wake up. Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.